Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
You know, it's just occurred to me. First of all, welcome to the program, yeah. Fireman Jim. He's the only guy in the history of the show to be around long enough to have two separate themes.
You know, we should explain why this is the theme, because, you know, in all the old classic baseball movies, when a team is doing good,
it's exactly where we
start
got this
hearing
theme.
The swing kind of music.
The montage.
And the newspapers come spinning up to
yep.
the camera.
Spinning newspaper, yeah. Yep.
And, you know, if ever was a year what would happen to the Brewers, this would be it.
It would.
You know,
it'd
start out with
the
Brewers.
Oh, the run they made? Absolutely.
Yeah, Brewers in second place.
Yeah, it would be right after the All-Star break when they're, you know, they were bombing after during the All-Star after that Pirates series, and then
Brewers tied with Cubs. Brewers win three in a row.
Yep.
Brewers win five in a row.
Spinny paper would lead us to this moment
eventually
right here.
Brewers tied with Cubs at end of season.
Yep.
One game playoff to break the tie.
Yeah.
Brewers win tie.
Right, trying to kill the corner.
Right, kill the corner. Right.
And then it'd be the montage of guys.
And then we'll
sliding
be,
into home and making great catches. And
then Brewers beat Rockies, sweep Rockies.
Yeah, Brewers sweep
National
Rockies.
League championship face evil Dodgers.
A weight opponent, right. Yeah.
The Dodgers. So now we're back to live action.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, that is, you're right. That
transition.
Is exciting. And you are the only guy to have two themes. But let's get to the really important stuff.
Woo.
Where is my ticket from Las Vegas for my wager?
I do have it.
Dude,
it's
good.
Locked in the lockbox, safe. I had to make multiple bets for a few people.
Fireman Jim actually texted me a picture of my ticket and said, you're in at 8-1.
8-1.
Yeah.
I think it's dropped down to like 6 or 5.
How was your trip to Las Vegas, Fireman Jim?
Great time. Fantastic time. Yeah. I love going to Vegas. I don't gamble unless I'm in Vegas. And I do a little roll in the bones.
When in Rome. When in Rome.
And the Brewers, thank you, Brewers.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
you won a little bit out there.
A little bit on the Brewers, yeah.
Game by game, right?
Yeah, and I won game one. I was like, I'll let it ride for game two. Snap.
There was a...
they were both heart attack games, but faith was there.
The best thing you can do is come on a bit of a windfall like that when you're in Vegas, because then you're just playing with free money. It's like, this is a free vacation now.
And like they say, easy come, easy go. All right, Vegas.
Yeah.
Woo!
Did you chop it up with Doreen a little bit? That's a no.
Taking her to a steak dinner, a delicious steak dinner. That's worth it right there, isn't it? A little steak dinner.
Did you take her to one of those $9.99 steak dinners, Fireman Jim?
I didn't say the price. I don't talk about cost, but it was a delicious steak dinner.
Well, who was watching the Rock while you were gone? Because there's things going on out there.
It was running wild, man. Hill Has Eyes has been taken over by these evil creatures that are spooking everybody out there every weekend.
That's up and running through when?
Through October 28th, Thursday through Sunday. Yeah, very scary. It takes over an hour to get through the entire trail. I mean, it's fantastic. Scary, though. Brian, I know you're a little scared.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not. Or have an adult with me.
Have an adult with you at all times.
I go.
Or just hold on to Bob. Just squeeze him tight and go through the trails.
Okay. I see Bob and Brian going through. What?
Cowering behind
Were they him. Holding each other? Maybe. Maybe you saw that. I don't know. We get a little frightened.
Funny, very funny.
Yeah. At your expense.
Hey, all come right. on. Everything's a little funnier when your team is
Isn't
moved
it?
On to the NLCS.
Even when it's not sunny out, it's sunny
that
out.
Funny. That wasn't funny.
It wasn't? No, you made that? Yeah. We got it. We're there.
Anyway.
We made it. We've made it, you know, we're almost to where we want to be, the promised land.
We haven't made it. I'll say no, we haven't
You're
made
right.
it.
You're right. Okay, I'm with you.
I think now I am ready for a World Series win.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
I think we've waited a long time.
It's like I'm not
forever.
Happy. Being Never. Here, I want more.
I want more too, and we got the Dodgers, you know, and they're already favored in this series because they're the evil Dodgers and they're a big money team, and everybody knows the Dodgers out west, east. Nobody knows the Brewers or the Midwest.
Well, Dodgers were in the World Series last year too, and they are itching to get back there and win it this time because the Astros knocked them off last.
Yeah, they sure did. So yeah, but they're not going to look past us. I mean, Dave Roberts, our manager, they're not looking past us. You know, Puig can talk his trash. That's fine. I don't care. I mean, he's excited for his team.
That crazy Cuban doesn't even know what he's saying when he's talking English. He thinks he's saying one thing and he's saying another. I'm not concerned about
that
dummy.
What do you say about our ballpark? Like it's a little cute little, or He said something about our stadium.
And yeah, we don't need his condescending compliments. The Dodgers have been to the World Series 19 times.
Including Brooklyn? It's got to be.
Yeah.
They haven't been, I mean, besides last year, they haven't been to the World Series in a while, but they were there last year, so they're well aware of what the pressure that we, most of our guys are new to this playoff, but they've been handling it great. Come on.
If I was going, Puig is right field, correct?
Yes.
If I'm sitting out in right field, I'm going to make one of those posters, the Kohl's poster sign that say, hey, my uncle's robbing your house right now.
that happened, right?
He's been robbed four times this season.
That's kind of
not this
that
season.
Seems like an
oh, overall
stretched over.
Oh, okay.
Couple
that
years.
Seems kind of questionable, right there. Four times the same. I don't know. But they leave that to the police. But let him talk his trash. Who cares?
So how do you like the matchup?
I like the matchups. I mean, you talking like pitching by pitching, or you talking
just,
I mean,
just
the series itself?
Just drawing the Dodgers.
It's a tough matchup.
We swept them in Los Angeles when we saw them earlier this year, right?
No, we did lose. We lost.
Did we? Okay.
Well, their last time we faced them was when we got crushed by them. That was that 21-5 game. That was a game where it was just one of those games, and we just got smoked. They had seven bombs off us.
Hear that? That was me coming back to earth all of a sudden.
Chacin pitched that game, actually.
We still have pitching. We have pitching.
We do. And you know, what's our new roster going to be? Because you can change the roster for the next round of playoffs here. Is Davies coming back? They're talking about bringing more pitching back. They kind of have to.
Then who do you take off the roster? Because if you're going to add somebody, somebody's got to go.
Broxton. Santana, I mean, they're going to lose a hitter and gain a pitcher. Somebody's
they love
leave.
Santana as a pinch hitter.
They do. They really do.
Broxton's defense is, but he hit a home run, too, the other day
sure
in Colorado.
Yeah. You know, we tried to guess this last series against Colorado, and I was wrong. I mean, you know, these guys are going to do their homework. They're going to pick the right roster, and we're going to go with it. You know, what's our rotation going to be? He won't reveal
all
that.
All right. You have faith in the leadership, then.
How can't you? When the Rockies series started, that lineup was phenomenal. The Colorado lineup is great. And they scored in one inning.
One out of
28 innings. 28.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know if that's a credit to our pitching staff or just an indictment of their bats.
Our pitching staff
should
have not taken
it.
Exactly. And Council made the right moves. You know, he did the bullpen game. He doesn't like that call that, but will you see that again? Against the Dodgers?
Well, he still hasn't named a starter for Friday.
I think you will, somewhere in the first four games. You're going to see a bullpen-type game where who knows who's going to start, but you can bring some long relievers in. You know, if Davies is back on the roster, if Peralta's back on the roster, then you'll have those guys go 3-3-3 with Miley. I mean, again, Council, he's been juggling
all
season.
4 games in between, or 4 days in between games. So
yep, so
plenty of time to rest the arms.
Bullpen. I mean, the Dodgers are more, you know who you're going to face. You know you're getting Kershaw, you know, two, maybe even three times, most likely two.
Oh, at least two, right? If we get to game four, you figure you're going to see him in game four.
They keep him on a steady rest because in the playoffs he hasn't performed that well. He did last game. I mean, he has turned in
some real stinkers in the playoffs as well, where he just cannot get going.
Right, and he's a great pitcher, but against the Brewers' lifetime, he's been decent. He's nothing special. The Brewers, I mean, they beat him like six times. They beat him once this year.
How nervous does it make you that the Brewers are working on a 12-game winning streak? We're at 11, 12. I'm a true believer in the universe, leveling out. So that's the part that has me pretty nervous.
What's the Brewers' longest
Will they win the
streak?
Rest of this, I mean, every game and not lose one? Probably not.
Right.
Probably not, especially as you're getting better and better teams. But
so it takes us 5 to beat the Dodgers, and then we sweep the Red Sox.
Whatever.
I could live with that.
That's another good series.
I could live with that.
Hey, Yelich is, I mean, for lefty on lefty with Kershaw, I mean, Yelich, I don't want to jinx it, but he hits well against Kershaw. I mean, very well.
He hits well against everybody, doesn't he?
I mean, like career, he's like over 400, and he's got like 6-7 bombs. I mean, he's you're going to see with Dave Roberts versus Council is their bench is way different than Colorado's. We're going to have more lefties on our being brought back to our roster for the series. You're going to see a lot of pitching change. You're going to see a lot of going to the pinch hitters, lefty righty matchups all over the board.
These weekday games that we're going to get now, they're not all going to be in the weekends, and some of them are going to be in Los Angeles. These are all prime time now, right? These are all going to be
the only
7
time they won't be
starts,
when you're doubled up with the Red Sox Astros series, which is going to happen like 3 times. Like it'll happen Saturday. We got the early game.
Okay.
And then we're solo. Saturday. Yeah, because they play Saturday, Sunday. We play Friday, Saturday. So then we're going to play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So there'll be a couple double-ups where you'll see an earlier game for somebody. will it be? It'll be in Los Angeles then, so I'm guessing we'll have the later game. But they love the Red Sox, so I'd say that we'll have the later games when they double up.
I would think,
it's out in Los Angeles. That's the only West Coast team left in the series. Everybody else is Central Time or Eastern Time.
We're trying to change that
right
in the series.
So I'm thinking we'll have the later game. I mean, then that a personal dilemma. I'm going on a band bender next week with seeing Foo Fighters, Metallica, and Eagles.
Oh, you're
going to
do
so
all
that? So I'm going to have to bring my little watching the game and watching the concert. I can't miss these games. No way.
Right. I understand.
I've seen Foo Fighters. I've seen them all before. So
well, what would you do?
Now, well, the Eagles, you're lucky because that's not on a Brewer
that's
game.
Right.
If it was, what would you do?
I would go to the show.
Go to the show and ignore the game?
I have a financial investment in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I've spent the money.
I'm with you on that.
So
would you just go dark on the Brewer game and record it? And
I don't know.
And try to avoid
that? I'd have to think about because
you'd be up too late.
With apps, you can just sit and keep track through the whole game. But I don't want to be distracted by what's going on.
It's a good distraction to have.
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have.
It is.
So... yeah, so it'll be in L.A. during the week, I'm guessing, the later games for that. And then, you know, come back here for 6-7. That's where home field pays off. I mean, we got 6-7 back in Milwaukee.
Were you stunned by the lack of offense from Colorado? Were you waiting for it?
I was waiting for it. I was like, okay, they can't keep these guys down. Something's going to happen.
And I thought when they were up 6-0 the last game.
Sure.
And what, they started the, what, eighth inning with a walk?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, God, here it is.
Yep. Yeah.
This is the trickle.
Yep.
And then before you know it, they'll have the bases loaded.
You're a Brewer fan. If you've seen this happen, of course, you're in the back of your mind.
This is like when you're on a submarine and somebody finds a little water on the floor. That's what this is.
Yeah.
All right. That's.
And then when Jefferson, I mean, in game one, he came in and oops, you know, it gives a 2-run. They tie the game. Now we're going next.
Right.
Good to see Jeffers come back and shut him down.
Their two runs that they scored in the whole series were at a time when we only had two runs.
Correct.
Yes, it was. That could have gone completely
off
the rails.
It's not like we had a 6-0 lead then and they scored their two runs.
So
they tightened it up.
They tightened it up, but we won with a great clutch hit by Moustakas. They bring Jeffers back, and he shuts him down. That was the 2-1. That was it.
So you feel good about everything right now?
I do.
And I mean, how can you not? It's a three-game sweep. Now the big question: are you available to throw out the first pitch on Friday?
Friday, I am available. Actually, if somebody listening, I'm available for first pitch duties, and then I can go work concessions. Whatever you guys want. If you get me in there, let's make it work. So I'm going with Brewers. It's got to be Brewers in six.
Who gets to throw out the first pitch on Friday night? I mean, it was Nigel Morgan the other night for the first game of the series.
When do you bring Robin back? When do you bring Gantner back? When do you bring, you know, some of the old school Brewers back?
Yeah.
Just don't do what the Yankees did the other day, and they had Bucky Dent throw out their first pitch again to break the jinx, and for the second straight time he's thrown out the first pitch against the Sox. They've lost the game and the series. So I think Bucky Dent will be off the list for Yankee first pitches in the playoffs from now on.
Byron Jim, it's going to be a fun series.
It will be.
We'll talk about it next week.
Sounds
Hopefully
good.
It'll all be over by then
I hope
in a
so.
Good way.
Yes.